Irish people really do know how to have fun. So get down there or up there to Uptown Normal for the parade starting at 1 o'clock. And I really want to thank Carrie Sandhaus for giving me the parade route. Carrie, thanks so much. She's in studio here to talk about Multicultural Leadership Program. I really appreciate the map.
You're welcome, Susan.
Now, why do you know about this, Carrie?
Because I've been a longtime supporter of Easter Seals, and Easter Seals is doing a fundraiser. This is the second annual parade, and the along the parade route, we'll be collecting donations for Easter Seals. So my daughter was a recipient of Easter Seal services, and we just have been a supporter of them for a long time.
Well, that's great, and you're going to be at the parade? I'm going to be at the parade.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll be at the parade. And I don't know about those. I'm not much of a beer drinker. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you like beer? I mean, honestly.
Actually, I'm a fan of dark beer. So
really?
Guinness is right up my alley.
All right. Then they got it all day at Maggie Miley's. Steve Fast might even, you know, serve you. Who knows about that?
That would be great. It'd be an honor.
That would be great. Well, again, the parade starts at 1, but it looks like it's already started because Steve Fast is at Maggie Miley's having fun already. And, you know, you don't want to be left behind. So get to Uptown Normal. And the floats, apparently there's like 50 floats, and the U-Hi band is going to be there. And, you know, U-Hi's colors are green and gold. So it's going to be right up, you know, the St. Patrick's Day Alley. It's all to benefit Easter Seals, like Carrie says. Thanks so much for being here, Carrie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And also in studio with me and the Multicultural Leadership Program team of the Roof Raisers. And they are the Roof Raisers. They even have a what do you call this? You even have an exercise. They are pushing up like they're actually raising the roof. You're raising the roof.
Raisers.
And you are raising the roof for Habitat for Humanity McLean County, right? And I want to welcome Henry Ramsey. Thanks, Henry, for being here.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. And Dr. Janine Peacher, thanks so much.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And also in Janet Hood. Hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. And on the phone, we also want to welcome Santosh Rout. Hi, Santosh.
Hey, Susan. Very good morning and a happy St. Patrick's Day to all.
Oh, thank you so much,
Sam. Having me on phone.
Oh, yeah. You're on the phone. You didn't want to miss it, did you?
Yeah, I didn't want to. Well, I'm going to miss the parade. I'm in Vegas right now for a sales conference.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so righty. But let's talk about your roof raiser project team for the Multicultural Community Project. And so what is that project, Santosh?
This is one of the very exciting projects which we embarked our journey in the month of September last year. The project is basically to develop a strategic marketing plan to promote the awareness, public awareness for Habitat for Humanity, as well as grow the large number of volunteers, donors, as well as clients for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, excellent. Henry, how did you get that project name?
Well, since we were, that's interesting. We just kind of came up with it since we were doing the building for Habitat for Humanity, and one of their primary things is building homes. We just came up with it. I don't remember. How did we come up with that?
We just brainstormed.
Yeah, we did. Sitting around the table, we just brainstormed and decided we were going to raise some roofs
right.
In the name of Habitat.
We were supposed to get the word out about Habitat. Yeah. As part of our project is to do that marketing plan.
So. Get a little closer there,
okay.
Carrie.
To do a marketing plan for Habitat for Humanity means we want to get the word out. And what they do, what we want to get the word about what they do is that they raise the roof. They build buildings. They build homes for people in need of homes. It's all done by volunteer labor. And, raising the roof means, you know, a lot of things. It means you can donate. It means you can volunteer. It means you can apply to be a Habitat homeowner.
All right. And if you know, the Multicultural Leadership Program is a program that develops leaders in McLean County. And the 20-some people that are in the group are divided into 5 project teams. And most of the teams have been here on WJBC with me talking about their project. The Multicultural Leadership Program is like it's almost like a 9-month program, is it not, to help you develop into your leadership. What is the action plan, Carrie, that you're doing for Habitat for Humanity?
Well, let me take you up to the action plan. What we did is we looked at the community and looked at Habitat and looked at what is it about the organization that they have need for, what are their strengths, what are the opportunities, what are the weaknesses, what are the things that they can be doing better in order to get the word out and to be able to create this marketing plan. So that's a SWOT analysis. So that's where we started. And within that SWOT analysis, we identified that as any nonprofit organization, I mean, they need help with, I mean, their staff needs help, they need volunteers, they need more donations, and they need more people to apply for their services. So we looked then at the community and looked at what are the opportunities there in the community. And right here in Bloomington Normal, we have a wealth of many different opportunities. We think of that there is a very strong education presence in the community that we felt Habitat was underutilizing, and there's a growing Asian Indian community here. There are there are growing green efforts. There are many possibilities that they could tap into. And so our plan was to help them connect to that.
Excellent. Okay. And so, Dr. Peacher, are you going to talk a little bit about that? Are you going to talk about MCLP?
I'm going to actually talk about a little bit about the focus groups that
okay.
we conducted.
Okay, what focus? Oh, wow, what happened with those?
Oh, they were so exciting. We actually conducted 4 focus groups in which we sort of assessed what the higher education community, in terms of the students, what they actually knew about Habitat, and also to kind of talk about dispelling some myths. But we knew that Illinois State, as well as Illinois Wesleyan, already kind of tapped into Habitat. But one of the two of the other colleges, Heartland Community College and my awesome college, Lincoln College, the students were not as familiar with Habitat efforts. So what we did was assess what they knew about it, their knowledge base, and if there was an opportunity for them to sort of help Habitat, what would that be? And they were like, you know what, we're open for anything from internships to volunteering to alternative spring break opportunities. They were just really eager to get started because they didn't know much about it, as well as we had students out of that focus group who are interested in applying to be Habitat homeowners.
Excellent. If you've just joined us on WJBC, you're listening to the Multicultural Leadership Program. The group is the Project Team Roof Raisers, who works with they keep raising these roofs with their hands, you know. I think it's the coolest thing. And anyway, for Habitat for Humanity of McLean County. Janet, tell us a little bit about what your focus has been with the media plan.
What I did was help develop an integrated marketing communications process that coordinated and integrated all of the marketing communication for the Habitat organization. So it was a seamless program, and it maximized the impact on the target audience at minimal cost.
Okay, that's great. And Henry, you know, I just went by the ReStore. I just can't wait for that to – oh, it was closed when I went past. Tell us a little bit about Habitat for Humanity ReStore.
Well, they're on their way to – an expansion now. I think what's going to be most helpful is we're trying to get them associated with Illinois State, because Illinois State, the university, they have a warehouse, in which case we could hopefully get to the point where they're like a donor organization, though it's, well,
okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's just fine. All right, let's talk about we have just a few minutes left, and let's see, Santosh, let's get your opinion on what would you most like people of WJBC listener land to know about MCLP's roof raiser team with Habitat for Humanity of McLean County.
Sure. Thanks for asking that question. As far as MCLP goes, first, it's a great program. I think every individual, there is a servant hiding in each individual, which is there aspiring to, you know, present himself or herself as a servant leader. And MCLP is the platform which will really, you know, show you that spark and ignite that fire to take you towards the true servant leadership to help the community, number one. Habitat for Humanity, again, a great organization who would truly build homes for people with a lower income group. So a great group to be associated with to really help our community right here in McLean County to really take the level of housing for these people in need to the higher level. So it's a great contribution towards the community. And MCLP and Habitat is a great combination wherein you would develop yourself as a leader to help and support the community very close.
Okay, thank you, Santosh. Final thoughts, Carrie?
Well, Santos didn't mention this, but I wanted to be sure to put out there that one of the things that we look for is to partner with organizations in the community, both to be involved with the MCLP, but also as part of this marketing plan outreach for Habitat for Humanity, we want to bring other organizations together to support, you know, the community. And so Santos had brought MCIA, the Asian Indian organization, into a partnership with Habitat for Humanity. And so that was a great new thing that was just started.
Wonderful.
Be sure and mention that if people are interested in joining the Multicultural Leadership Program, they can go to bn-mclp.org. And we have an information session coming up April 6th that anyone who is interested in joining next year's program can be a part of that. So look
thanks.
It up on the website.
Very good information, Carrie. Thanks. Let's talk to Jana. Jana, what's your last thought about MCLP and your program?
MCLP helps not only leaders, but it helps connect and it helps network in the organization and to the town. And there's so many worthy organizations that need help, and we're trying to grow more leaders. And we would welcome any volunteers and anyone wishing to join MCLP.
Wonderful. Henry Ramsey, what's your final thought?
Multicultural Leadership Program, it's a phenomenal program. I mean, the increase to our emotional intelligence, I mean, we went through so many exercises that strengthened us as humans, and it's just phenomenal. I think anyone that is interested should come and at least take a look at it.
Wonderful. And last but certainly not least, Dr. Janine Peacher, last thoughts.
Our last thoughts is that once this project is finished and we put the final binder in the hands of Habitat, we're not in any means exhausted from this program, this process. We are going to continue and see it to fruition. We're excited, and MCLP instilled in us that we're going to pay it forward. So we're excited about paying it forward.
Well, thank you so much for all of you for being with me today on the Broadview on WJBC. Henry Ramsey, Carrie Sandhaus, Dr. Janine Peacher, Santosh Rout, Janet Hood, thanks so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.